Folks, good morning. Lovely to see you here this morning. Welcome to St. Vero. Welcome if you're visiting with us this morning. For those who are new with us this morning or visiting, it's great to have you with us. You're really, really welcome. My name's Ben Walker. I'm the minister here. And I know we've got a number of people. Well, folks will see a number of bright yellow shirts around, which isn't just a fashion trend that's happening at the moment. But we've got a number of people joining us with Tiny Tots and from The Vibe this morning. We're going to hear a bit more about that. We're really excited to engage in a little bit of Tiny Tots singing action this morning. So I hope everybody's ready for that. Hearing a bit about The Vibe. So we're all age, all in this morning. It's great to have everyone join with us. You're really welcome. There's going to be food afterwards as well, hot dogs and cake. I'll come to let you know all about that a bit later. Really good to have people joining us online as well. Lovely to have you with us. Although I am going to say this morning, we're watching a number of videos, which we probably don't have the license to broadcast, so we're going to be cutting the sound at that point. So this isn't a great morning to be at home, sorry. But just don't worry, there's no technical glitches happening. We'll be back. You can join back with us after the videos and the sound have worked. You'll probably see a lovely picture of the cross or something as it goes on. But do join with us and singing when we are singing with our band later. Well, obviously, it's bank holiday weekend. The weather's lovely. Hopefully when we eat, we'll be able to enjoy a bit of time outside as well. There'll be games and crafts later, so do stick around for all of that. But of course, the reason we have another bank holiday weekend is because of the coronation of King Charles III. I want to begin the service with some words from Psalm 72. If you were watching yesterday, you may or may not have been watching, it may or may not have interested you, but if you were watching, these words were chanted. They were chanted in Byzantine Greek, so you may or may pick them up. I'm just going to stick with saying them in English, if that's all right with you. But they're words from thousands of years ago about a new king in Israel in Bible times. And I guess many of the ideas and words are great things to think about rulers for today. But most of all, they're words that point to what an amazing King of Kings, God's Son, Jesus is. And we're here to worship him, and we're all about life together with Jesus. So let me read you these words as we start. God, give the king your good judgment and the king's son your goodness. May he judge your people fairly. May he decide what's right for the poor. Let there be peace on the mountains and goodness on the hills. May he be fair to the poor. May he save the needy and punish those who hurt them. May he live as long as the sun shines. May he rule as long as the moon glows. May he be king forever. We're going to sing a couple of songs about this king with the words on the screen. Do join in if you know them. If you don't know them, you might want to pick them up or just enjoy the music. We generally stand, but if you don't feel comfortable standing, say seated where you are. We're going to sing King of Kings, Majesty, and then a song in response to this king. I'm going to jump up, down, and shout out loud so you can join in with the actions of that too. Let's sing together.
Sure.
Thanks, guys. Take a seat. We're going to spend a moment praying together. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, King of Kings, we come to worship you today. We come to sing, to shout out loud, to pray, to be quiet, to listen. Lord, we're sorry for the times we haven't listened. We're sorry for the times we haven't loved others or you. But we thank you that you gave yourself for us. You loved us so much. You came to live and die and rise again. We thank you that you forgive us and you are with us. Thank you that you always hear us. Help us to hear you. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, as I've said already, I've got my honorary T-shirt here. So hold on a moment. Bear with. Oh, unmissable. Look at that. So, Tiny Tots happens here every Wednesday morning, and lots of mums and dads and grannies and granddads and carers and children come and have a great time in the buildings, playing around and singing songs. Jill, I'm basically saying everything you're going to say, aren't I? Shh. Jill, come and tell us about Tiny Tots. Top.
Red light at the top, Ben, work away. Marvelous. Lovely to see you. The yellow is not subtlety from up here. I just didn't realise how bright we were. But it is so lovely to see you. Thank you to Tots for coming. I know you don't usually turn left, you usually go that way, but today you've turned right and come this way, and that is great. So thank you for coming, and thank you for turning up every Wednesday. You are the best crack. Now, last Wednesday, there were 104 of you. So that was a lot of crack we had. So, and so the other two groups of people I want to thank are the Tuesday men. You know who you are. They are the cleaning fairies. They hoover, they clean, they set up Tots so that when I come in on a Wednesday morning, a lot of stuff is already set up. Honestly, if it wasn't done, I would just cry. So they are so helpful. So thank you so much for what you do. The other group of people I want to thank, and without whom Tots would not run, are the yellow-clad people, even Ben. They are a force of nature. They are unstoppable. And with their own unique quirks and gifting, they make the thing run on a Wednesday like a well-oiled machine. So thank you to you. Honestly, it would not happen without you. So I do appreciate what you do. I now want you to come up at some point after we watch a video. All the yellow-clad people are going to come up and help us to sing. On a Wednesday, part of what we do is we sing songs, and they'll come up on the screen, and some of the Tots might come up, and the parents and the carers, and work away. As many of you as want to come up, that would just be lovely. But before we sing and before all the yellow people come up, I'm going to show you a video. Because if you don't come to Tots on a Wednesday, you don't have a clue what happens. You couldn't. So there's a video here, and it hopefully gives you a wee bit of a flavour of what happens on a Wednesday. So let's see what happens.
And there, well done. Well done. Johnny, follow that.
I can't follow that. That's impossible. That was absolutely amazing. It's brilliant on a Wednesday morning to see so many people in our halls. The place is so much fun, so much energy. There's another time in our week that is really good fun too, and that is Friday nights at Vibe, which is our youth club here. So, Ben, you might be able to get a yellow t-shirt easily, but you have to work really, really hard for a black t-shirt or a white sweatshirt. That's what our Vibe leaders have here. If you're one of the 200 children or young people who come to Vibe, or one of the leaders, give me a yo. Oh, good. Wow, y'all in? Great. Friday nights are great fun. It's a time for us to welcome in children and young people from our local community to hang out, to build friendships, to have lots of fun, and to learn more about Jesus. There are 97 registered in our P4 to P7s and 103 registered in our secondary school age, our senior Vibe. And it's never a dull moment. A junior Vibe this week, we had a fire truck here, and the P7s were out for a trip, and they definitely put the crazy into crazy golf, which was brilliant. This week, the next time out, juniors are going to be doing a talent show, displaying all their great talents. It's seniors the last time around, we had a Unihoc tournament. And next Friday night, we're going to be celebrating Mexico at our Mexican theme night with, we're going to have nachos, we're going to have churros, we're going to have salsa dancing with Andre. It's going to be epic. But to get a little bit of a sense of what we do, Chris Pollock put together a little video where he asked some of our members of Senior Vibe to talk about what they do and what they like as the highlight of Senior Vibe on Friday night. So a little video is going to play now. I don't know whether we'll make it onto the live stream, but you guys can enjoy. There was a few confessions in there about sweetie consumption, wasn't there? We love Friday nights at Vibe. We really hope all the boys and girls who go to Tots will grow up and come and join us at Junior Vibe and then into Senior Vibe. I want to say thank you to the church family for making the space available on Friday nights to welcome young people into our buildings to have fun and discover how great Jesus is. One of the great things has been how many have wanted to come along and join us, and to continue to do that work, we would really love a few additional helpers to come along going forward. It's a twice a month commitment, either to Junior Vibe or Senior Vibe. It's not leading programs, they're put together. It's drawn alongside children, young people, and getting involved in what's happening, building relationships with them and helping them to feel welcome. If you want to come and have a little look over the next few weeks as we finish up our program, you'd be very, very welcome. And if it's something you think, oh, maybe I could get involved in that, come and have a chat with someone in a black t-shirt or a grey sweater. Do have a think and pray about that. Thank you. Ben.
Johnny, Jill, thanks very much. Great to hear about the Vibe and Tiny Tots and to see a bit of that in action. And if you perhaps come along, hopefully you really enjoy that and come back. If you're part of the church and didn't know about these things, it's great to see all that. If you're part of these things and you don't know much about the church, it's great to have you with us today. As I said, it's a big weekend. We get an extra day off, and we know that's because of the coronation and King Charles was getting crowned. Maybe you watched, maybe you didn't. Lots of people were talking about the king, and you perhaps heard, if you watched the service, about the King of Kings. And so I wanted to tell you about the greatest king, the King of Kings, this morning. So I want to share a story with you, but it's going to involve everybody, okay? So it's an interactive story. We're all taking part in this. It's a story about Jesus, and as Johnny said, we love to learn about Jesus and life together with Jesus here. So this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. I've shared it a bit in Cairns Hill and Assembly, but we've never done it here. So I could do with some volunteers, some of the older children want to come and join me. That'd be great. But it's a story, maybe they don't. No, it'd be great if you did. Come on, join me. It's a story about being in a boat. Has anybody been in a boat before? Anybody been in a boat? Great, so you're going to have to channel your being in a boat feelings. It's a story about Jesus in a boat with some of his friends. So the way we're going to all get involved is that we're going to imagine that we're all the people on the boat. We're all Jesus' friends on the boat. But we're just going to imagine we're on a gentle kind of lake. So I want everybody on the outside bits, on the left and the right here, just to make a gentle whoosh. Can we just do that? Whoosh. Whoosh. Just gently. It's just a very calm day on the lake. Whoosh. And everybody in the middle, I just want maybe on your knees or on the chair in front, just a little kind of tapping of the fingers. Just gently. So keep the washing up. Just a gentle tapping. Just gently. That's great. That's all right. That's great. Just so there we are. It's a calm day on the lake. Have I got any people to come and join me? Guys, come and join me. Come and join me. I need some people. Josh, come and join me. Come and join me. Come on. Because here we are out on the lake in a boat. You can rock a little bit from side to side if you want. You can walk around the boat if you like. But guys, what I need is some help, because Jesus' friends on the boat were fishermen and they were really expert in something. You're going to need to stand up. This is action time. So some of them were really good at, well, fishermen are really good at tying knots. So maybe can I have a few of you over here? You guys come over here and can we be tying knots a bit? Can we do some tying knot actions? Can we do some of that? Great, practicing that. Some of you guys, I want you just over here. Come over here. So some of them are really good at rowing as well. So we're just moving through. To be honest, I can't hear the whooshing and the tapping. Just gently. You know, we're calm down the lake. Shh, just a bit of tapping. So a bit of rowing just to keep us moving. Can just do a bit of gentle rowing. Just gently. Just back and forward. Gently rowing. And then maybe a couple of people, just be ready in case any water comes in the boat. So we need to be just scoop the water out, okay? Practice scooping the water. Bit of rowing, bit of tying knots. How's the knot tying on coming over there? Great. Fishermen, very good at that. So we're on the boat. We're practicing tying some knots. We're doing a little bit of rowing. You can come and stand along with me here and row. Let's get in a good rowing line here. You come in this way. That's good. Just keep that up. Whooshing. Do you hear a bit of whooshing? Finger tapping. Is that happening? Great. So there we are. We're on a story. We're in this out on this boat. And Jesus, I tell you, let me read the first bit for you from the Bible. It says, that day evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side of the lake. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat, and there are other boats there. So there they are in the boat. And do you know what? While the whooshing's going on just very gently, and the tapping's just going on just to feel the patter of the sea, and a few, you know, knots, a bit of rowing, so we're moving somewhere. Well, Jesus, he's quite tired, so he decides he's going to have a nap. So just there at the back of the boat, he gets out a cushion and maybe a blanket there. And there's Jesus at the back of the boat, having a nap. You're just gently rowing. The sea's just gently whooshing and tapping. Jesus, he's having a little sleep at the back of the boat. All very nice. But then the Bible tells us a furious squall came up. So it started to get a bit heavier, whooshing. The tapping just got a little bit heavier. Oh, might have to row a bit harder. Tighten some of those things up, fellas. Tighten some of those knots up. And in fact, it got heavier and heavier. The whooshing got louder. The tapping got louder. My word, we're going to have to keep rowing now. Keep rowing back and forward. Now pump it up. In fact, Ollie, we're going to have to start scooping water out of the boat. Okay, there's a bit of water coming in. It's swooping on. So can we, girls, can we start scooping? Scoop water out. Water out. 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 Keep rowing. We've got to keep moving here. The whooshing is keeping up going here. The tapping is getting louder. It's all getting a little bit much in the boat. The disciples, they're keen fishermen, but they're getting a bit worried about what's going on here. The whooshing is getting really quite, we're talking 6 or 7 on the Beaufort scale here. Let's get it up here. The tapping's going on. My word, you've got to tie knots really strongly. And all the time, Jesus is asleep in the back of the boat. Don't keep the whooshing stopping. Keep it going, come on. And the tapping's going, and it's building up, and it's building up. And you're tying knots, and you're poor, keeping that water coming out. And you're rowing really hard, and Jesus is still asleep. Doesn't he care? I mean, you know, you've seen him do some great things. Is he not doing anything? What's going to happen? Keep tying the knots, guys. Keep scooping the water. And the whooshing is really, really loud now. Really, really loud. Cacophony. And it's, oh, and it's tapping away, and it's tapping away, and it's building up. And in the end, some of them go, oh, well, the whooshing's at its peak. They go, we're going to have to wake Jesus up. Why won't he help? Why won't he help? Doesn't he care? Jesus, wake up. Jesus, and he wakes up, and he stands, and the whooshing's really loud, and the tapping's really loud, and they're tying knots, and they're scooping out water. And Jesus stands, and he says, quiet! Be still. Imagine how the disciples felt. Guys, you can have a seat. We don't need to row anymore. Have a seat. Sit down. Whew. Take a breath. You've been rowing well. Imagine how they felt in that boat at that moment. It's all panicked. They didn't know what was going to happen. And then in just 2 words, Jesus said, quiet, be still. All went still, and they probably just recovered a bit. I wonder how they felt. Probably a bit scared. Probably a bit awestruck. Well, it's funny. Jesus said to them, as they kind of all gathered themselves, he said, What's the matter? Didn't you trust me? Why were you afraid? Didn't you trust me? It's two really quick things for us all to take from this amazing story. The first is that Jesus is with us and he is strong and powerful in every situation. Sometimes we go through things in life, stormy things in life, in school or at home or at work or wherever we are. From the youngest to the oldest, things can be sometimes scary and sometimes stormy. But Jesus, like he was with them, is in the boat with us and he's strong and powerful to help out in every situation. We talk about here life together with Jesus because we believe that Jesus is with us in all of life. But the second thing is, The Bible tells us the fishermen weren't most scared of the storm. They were pretty hard fishermen. They'd been in storms before. These disciples, the thing that scared them the most was how powerful Jesus was. They said, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him. And they realized he wasn't just a great teacher. He'd been a great teacher. He wasn't just a great teacher. They realized he wasn't just a really strong healer. He'd done lots of healings, but he wasn't just that. They realized that he wasn't just a special friend, although he'd been a special friend to them. They realized he was king of all creation. Even the wind and the waves obey him. They realized he was king of the whole world, and he was king of me. That's what really struck those people in the boat that day. He's king of the whole world, and he's king of me. Just like he says to the wind and waves, follow me, obey me, he says to us, I'm your king, trust me, follow me, live with me. So great to have folks with us this morning. It's so great if you're visiting with us this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. We love to welcome people to Tiny Tots. We love to welcome people to The Vibe. We love to have children and young people with us throughout the week and on Sundays. We love to come together of all ages and learn together. We love to know life together with Jesus, trusting and following the one who's the all-powerful King of the whole universe and the King of you and me. And we pray and we hope that people, as they come and be part of us in one way or another, would continue on that journey of knowing who Jesus is and having life together with him. If you are visiting, if you want to know a little bit more about us, we've got this little leaflet. This is welcome. It's got some pictures of some of the people you've seen around and seen on the videos, and talks about how Jesus loves children, about what goes on at St. Phil Road, a little bit about being a parent and a carer. Gives you a bit of information about what we do and how you can be in touch with us. Do take one of these away afterwards. We'd love you to know a bit more about us and come and join us again. But we love to think about Jesus, who's the King of the world and the King of you and me. We're going to watch a little video now. It won't be on that live stream, but it's called King of Me. It's a great song by a local group called Rend Collective. It tells a few of the stories of the Bible where Bible characters realize that he is the King of the world and the King of me. And after that, Rebecca and Nick are going to lead us in a prayer before we sing our final hymn.
Hello. Morning. We have a 3-year-old son, Rowan. Tiny Tots folk might know him as Spider-Man. We like to talk to God with him when he manages to sit still for a few minutes. He has a habit of looking around the room and listing everything that he sees, which he wants to say thank you for. Most of the time, his mummy, daddy, and baby brother are mentioned. His Captain America toy, complete with shield, makes a list every night. But as parents, it's an important reminder that we can bring everything, both big and small, to God in prayer. So let's pray. Dear God, we come to you to praise you as the King of all things, both big and small. You are the King of creation. You made the world that we live in. You know each and every part of your kingdom, from the smallest plants and insects to the huge mountains and oceans. You made it all to be good, just like you are good. Father God, you are the King of every one of us. You are a strong and powerful leader who is able to do more than we could possibly imagine. But you're also a king who chose to take off his crown, step down from his throne, and become a servant in Jesus because you care for us so much. Dear God, we come to you to say sorry for the things that we've done wrong. You know us better than we know ourselves, all the good parts that make you happy, but also all the bad that make you sad. You're not a distant king in a grand palace. You're our closest friend who we can trust to share everything with, even the things that we are too afraid to tell our family about. We're sorry for forgetting you. We're sorry for saying hurtful things when we didn't need to, and for staying quiet when we should have spoken up. We're sorry for feeling jealous of what others have and for worrying too much about what others think of us. You tell us through your book, the Bible, that when we confess our sins to you, you will forgive us. Because of your son Jesus, who died on the cross for each of us, we can be free from the guilt of these things we've done wrong and enjoy life to the full with you, Father God. Thank you that we live in a peaceful country and we are free to worship you. Thank you for our family and our friends, for our church family and all the good gifts you have given us. So many times you have promised us in your word that we don't need to fear the future. Again and again you have reassured us that you will be with us no matter what worries or challenges we might face. When we feel overwhelmed or lost, thank you that you are the God who guides us through the storm. Thank you, Father God, for our Savior, your Son, Jesus. After watching King Charles receive his crown yesterday, thank you that Jesus' throne was the cross. His crown was one of thorns, and his royal robes were the wounds on his body, and it was all for our sake. Lord, what a joy it is to have all the young people here with us in church today. God, we ask you to be with those who are about to start at a new school or are preparing to sit exams. Please help them to stay calm and to know that you are right there beside them through it all. Thank you for all those who serve you by giving up their time in all aspects of youth ministry. Thank you for Vibe and for Tiny Tots. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me when others try to push them away." We pray that our church and others around the world would remain a place where young people are nurtured and would come to realize how valuable they are in your eyes. We ask, Lord God, that in the countries where terrible wars are being fought, like in Ukraine and Sudan, you would bring us peace and justice. Where some things are impossible for us, we know that everything is possible for you. Heavenly Father, we pray for King Charles and for all leaders around the world. Please help them to use their position to serve you by serving the world around them, following the King of Kings, perfect example. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Nick and Rowan, thanks very much. We're going to stand and sing a final hymn, Be Thou My Vision. You can go and sit or stand wherever you like as we're going to sing this hymn together.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of
Folks, take a seat for a moment, just for a moment while I tell you what's about to happen before we end in words of benediction. Just very briefly for the church announcements here, for those for whom this is relevant. Tuesday break is happening this Tuesday at 2:15 with Joanne Wardlow. Sadly, no Alf Thompson. He's not well, but we'll be watching a video. Come and join us on Tuesday break. Friday Cafe is this Friday morning. Don't forget there's a brief congregational meeting and an AGM after next Sunday's service and an Exodus Teams table quiz fundraiser on the 20th. Save the date. Get that in Saturday the 20th. Right now, there's going to be hot dogs. So if you head out this way in a moment, hot dogs are going to be served just out in the hub there. There's going to be at least two batches of them coming. So don't all run at once thinking, oh, no, if I don't get one now, I won't get one later. There's going to be more to come. There's hot dogs there. There won't be coffee and tea immediately. There's hot dogs. And then after that, there's going to be cake. And you can have your coffee and tea with a bit of cake. So enjoy that. There's also going to be games happening. So if you are P3 and under, there's games happening in the minor hall. If you're P4 and up, there's games happening in the big hall, the Macadam Hall. And in a few minutes, when they've sort of set up, probably about 10 past 12, there's going to be some arts and crafts in the youth room. So stick around. There's food, there's arts and crafts, there's games for all ages. There's plenty of places to chat. Take your food and your coffee later on and go outside. There's chairs outside. Sit on the grass. Maybe that's hopeful, but you know, enjoy outside. Enjoy in here. Find anywhere you want to sit and chat with people. Come back in here if you like and enjoy all of that. I should just say by way of health and safety, in terms of the hot dogs, we're not giving them out to under threes without a parent there. So if you're under three, wants a hot dog, you need to be there. And in terms of the slide, again, if there's a great slide out there, but if your child wants to use that, please be just there with them as a parent. It just needs to be supervised. That is all about to happen, and you're hanging out for that. So let me say, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. God bless. Enjoy.